From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a developing story. The Associated Press is reporting a video that appears to be from Boko Haram says some of the more than 200 abducted Chibok schoolgirls have been killed in Nigerian airstrikes, and shows one of the alleged victims pleading for authorities to release detained militants so the girls can be freed. The video posted by a Nigerian journalist Sunday on Twitter shows a fighter warning that if the government battles Boko Haram with firepower, the girls will be killed. It says the Chibok girls are being held by Boko Haram's leader. Some 218 girls remain missing. We'll continue to bring in the very latest as we get more information on this developing story. Thousands of Syrian civilians are back in the ruined northern city of Manbij after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic extremists from their stronghold near the Turkish border. This resident of Manbij said they had suffered because of the situation there and that there were no utilities or food or water. He said they are asking the people now in charge to clear their homes and city of landmines. Extremists had banded Manbij Friday, retreating toward the ISIS-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. Manbij was a strategically important link and supply lines to the Islamic State's headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq, backed the U.S.-led airstrikes, have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from the Islamic State militants. The Peshmerga officials said Sunday several villages have been secured and the military operations a step in the attempt to retake Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, from the Islamic State, which captured the city 2 years ago. This is VOA News. Thai police spokespersons said on Sunday they know who was behind a recent series of deadly bombings, that at least one man has been detained for questioning. Police have been searching for those responsible for 11 small bomb attacks that killed four people and wounded dozens of others in several key tourist towns Thursday night and Friday morning. Police suspect the acts of sabotage were likely carried out by a local group with a political agenda. Hundreds of protesters brave heavy rain in the Philippines Sunday, denouncing President Rodrigo Duterte's plan to honor their late dictator Ferdinand Marcos with a state burial in a hero cemetery in Manila next month. Also among the protesters were victims of torture and imprisonment during Marcos' time in power and those who sympathized with them.
Burying someone who was a dictator and a torturer and who stole from us, and they have not admitted to anything. How can we just sit back and, in the memory of all those that died, that disappeared, how can we just let them do that?
President Duterte argues that Marcos deserves to be buried in the Hero Cemetery as a former soldier and president. A Muslim cleric and an associate have been shot and killed in New York outside a mosque by a gunman who is still at large. A motive for the shooting was not immediately known. The executive director of the Council of American Islamic Relations in New York.
To those of influence within the community and beyond, every single one of us has a responsibility. And it's not just the politicians, it's anyone of influence, including those who influence people socially. When we stay silent, we allow crimes to continue to occur. So every single one of us shares in this responsibility. And let's not forget the victims who are central to all of this.
Members of the Bangladeshi community who attend the mosque where the shooting happened say they want it treated as a hate crime. Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who have been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt has undergone an unprecedented crackdown on free speech. Political opposition and any dissent under general-turned-president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who has promised stability and the revival of a still-faltering economy in need of reform. And in Yemen, Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament and Sana'a for the first time in 2 years in an attempt at asserting their dominance over the internationally recognized government. And Sunday's events at the Rio Olympics, Usain Bolt, the world record holder, goes for his third straight goal in the 100 meters. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.